Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you do a search on Twitter, if you do a search on Google, excuse me, for Aston Reese's dad, there's old stories of him, and the photos are just absolutely great, where he's got long hair. There's one where he's standing at PPG Paints Arena, and he's holding his beer up as if to cheers the crowd. That's my guy on the dad's trip. You got to text Tags and see if he and see how he feels about that, or Bibbs and see who he's hanging out with, Jim.
I can do some research on that.
Okay,
I don't think that they'll be awake right now, though.
No,
I don't imagine.
Well, they might still be awake.
Actually, you know what? You could be right about that in Detroit.
Yes, you're right, in Windsor.
Yeah, maybe they went across. Maybe they went south to Canada.
Anyway, who knows what this guy is doing, Antonio Brown. But we do know a few months ago, just a couple months ago, he was embroiled into, listen to this voice, remember Helmetgate?
On the bright side, as a result of all of the publicity that has accrued from our efforts to get him to wear that helmet, he has multiple offers on the table right now from various helmet companies to custom make a helmet for him and to pay him quite a bit of money.
And the reason I play that from Drew Rosenhaus, and that's from SiriusXM NFL Radio from months ago when he was going through the Raiders stuff, is that was one of the points where Drew Rosenhaus was sticking with him even when everyone else knew he was crazy. This guy was going absolutely nuts, Antonio Brown, over something that seemingly was so innocuous. A helmet. I got to wear my helmet. I got to wear my helmet. Well, nobody in the league is wearing that same helmet. You can't. I got to wear my helmet. And Rosenhaus was saying, geez, I could still make a lot of money off this
exactly.
dude. I got to stick with this dude. Now, you know, I can't explain it any other way. Do you know how crazy you got to be for Drew Rosenhaus to give up on you?
You've got to be crazy enough that it looks like you have no future earnings potential.
Correct.
That's all it boils down to.
And that's where we are with Antonio Brown. Yesterday, Drew Rosenhaus comes out, or reports are from ESPN, that Drew Rosenhaus has said, hey, until this guy gets counseling, until he gets help, until he gets his life squared away, I am absolutely, positively not involved with this dude. You knew it was falling apart for Antonio Brown, even if he can't see it falling apart. Even if he's driving around in his Lamborghini and taking a picture of his new girlfriend in the bathtub like he did on his Instagram yesterday. All of that. Even if he doesn't understand his world is collapsing, is this the moment where he goes, even my closest dude, the guy
no.
that...
No, he won't.
Now
won't
I got to straighten up a little bit.
No, he won't realize it. And apparently the lawyer who was taking care of the damaged condo case that's also in court, that guy just gave up. He walked away. He's like, no, you know what? I don't want to represent this guy anymore. So when he ends up having to, when he ends up getting a judgment levied against him for damages that are more than he can afford, or ends up yelling obscenities at the wrong cop.
Like, am I a bad guy for thinking there may be a premature, catastrophic incident and this guy might end up dead in the next 3 years?
I hope that's...
It's hard to verbalize that.
We hope that's not the case.
You don't want to predict that and say you want that to happen. Right. I don't want that to happen.
No, but that's what people, some people will hear that.
Right.
But
it's the natural trajectory right now, it seems like.
There needs to be, you know, you hear people say this all the time, alcoholics, addicts, anybody who's had a problem with substance abuse, you got to have the rock bottom moment. He apparently still hasn't found the rock bottom moment.
Or is he insulated from it, or it's going to take longer because he has so much money and had enablers?
Well, one of the other things we've talked about is, when's it going to be gone? It's not going to. This
he just tweeted a check, a picture from the Pittsburgh Steelers of a check that he was owed that he got because, you know, his payouts come over time.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't even know, millions.
Well, it's not going to come forever. And that's when I think he'll probably end up hitting rock bottom when he runs out.
It would be something, quite something, if he could blow through all this money. And if there's anybody that can do it, I think it's Antonio Brown. But you even how he spends, you wonder if it's an impossibility. But I want to see it. I just want to see it transpire. I either want to see him get straightened out or it's a car wreck quotient. Everybody stops and looks.
Well, you know, the one thing that he probably, like a lot of guys, a lot of guys lose money with bad investments. Like they get ripped off by guys that come to them with scams. And I don't think AB's going to invest in anything like that. He's just going to hang on to the cash.
No, he's going to keep posting stupid videos of himself.
He won't lose it. But, man, there's a lot of self-destructive behavior going on here. There really is. And it to me, it suggests, and I'm going to give the Rosenhauses a bit of the benefit of the doubt here, that for him to say yesterday, until he gets help, it suggests to me that Drew Rosenhaus has been after him for quite some time. Look, you've got to get some help. You've got to get some help. You've got to get some help.
Yeah, there's no way the first time he mentioned it was publicly. Rosenhaus.
Yeah, and so it's just finally, and I'm surprised it took this long for them to, it's a tough love kind of a thing maybe, but AB won't listen.
But at a certain point. That's a great text from somebody. People said the same thing about Mike Tyson, and now he's still here. But he was involved in that Robin Givens stuff. He had some moments where,
he's had plenty of rock bottom moments.
And
at a certain point, Antonio Brown is going to talk to someone the way he talked to those cops, and they're not going to suffer it lightly. They're not. And that's going to be the scary part is the fallout from that.
That's a good call. No, you get involved with the wrong guys like that and where he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's ever involved with some of those guys?
Yeah, we'll see.
And he talks to them like that's a really good.
Whole lot of money, whole lot of money, got a whole lot of money, whole lot of money.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.